I'm delighted to be joined in studio now by Shirley Smith, and Shirley is going to talk today about family meetings and how they can help build positive relationships at home. Shirley.
Hi.
How are you? Oh, wait, no, I better switch on your mic because you won't be able to talk if I don't switch on your mic.
That's okay. It's good to see you.
Yeah, great to see you. Family meetings, they're not something I know an awful lot about, because I don't think they're anything we did when my children were younger, if you know what I mean, other than laying down the law every now and then. But they're a good idea.
Yeah, I suppose most parents, the two biggest things that can be a challenge is a parent's ability to stay calm when our child is kind of, you know, pushing buttons or life is challenging. And the second biggest thing that we really see is communication within the house. So they're the two kind of main kind of core roots of issues that can happen at home. So like parents often tell us that communication is a big problem. Like a child might turn around and say, "Mom, it's PE day," or "Dad, it's PE day. I need to be wearing my tracksuit." And the parent knows that the tracksuit is wet in the washing machine. And it's the first they've known that there was a change to the day that the tracksuit was due. And, you know, or siblings arguing with each other a lot, and tension in the house generally. So these are kind of like issues that parents say can often be very challenging at home. And one of the ways that can really help those issues is family meetings. And parents who have set up family meetings as a routine in their home have reported back that it really has made a massive difference at home. So I thought it might be useful for us to cover that topic today.
Now, is there an age at where it's useful, and is there an age at where it's a total waste of time? Do you know what I mean? Is there, I presume younger, like you're not going to sit down a 3-year-old and have a family meeting, are you?
No. But like if you've got like primary school age children up, they're really helpful. And, you know, even if you do, say, have younger children as well and they're too young to participate in the family meeting, it's still good for them to be there.
Just to see the discipline of having the meeting and the benefits. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. So, like, it also helps to teach children how to problem solve, how to plan ahead, how to chair a meeting, be the secretary at a meeting. So there's so many life skills that they will need in their adulthood that family meetings support as a learning environment. So there's so many reasons why family meetings are a good idea. They help improve family communication. They help with family organisation. As I say, if you ask a child on a Sunday night, "Oh, what's happening for you in school this week?" And they might say, "Oh, today is World Book Day, and our Wednesday we're celebrating World Book Day, or Thursday we're celebrating World Book Day, and I have to go to school dressed up." And if you know that on a Sunday night, you've got a chance to make sure that you're there for your child. But a child who is easily distracted may very well turn around and tell you on the morning of World Book Day that they need to go to school dressed up as a character in a book, and that would cause you huge stress. So there's lots of different reasons why family meetings are really helpful. They're opportunities to kind of talk together about important issues and resolve problems as a family. They help you make plans for the week ahead and prompt children and young people to tell you what days they need specific things, and for parents to tell children and young people who will be dropping them off or collecting them from activities or school, which is really important. So many children, you know, often don't know who's collecting or dropping off, particularly if it's not always one parent, and sometimes it can't be. But if there's changes, like if somebody's got a hospital appointment, so you've got a neighbour doing the drop off or collect, being able to tell them well in advance is really helpful. It can help you as a family to negotiate family rules. And the biggest thing, and I suppose, you know, it's something that's often overlooked, is it's a chance and an opportunity to create space to have family fun. It's always good, I'd say, to end a family meeting with a fun game or a dessert that you know everybody likes.
Now, I've decided I'm going to have a family meeting, right? Also, I send off an email to all my children, or put them in a WhatsApp group, put them a WhatsApp message to them. How do you actually get started?
I'd say the first thing is don't start a family meeting or have your first family meeting with all the issues that you've been busting to explore with your children.
Oh.
Yeah. So the first family meeting, you want to encourage children and young people to attend and to look forward to it. So the first family meeting should be positive and solely positive. And set up a family night, a night where every week a family meeting will be held. So that's the key bit. Build it into your routine. So decide maybe, I don't know, Sunday night or Friday night or whatever night of the week that you decide is going to be family dinner and family meeting. Stick to that day every week if you can. And have the same. If you need to change it, give everybody notice. I suggest doing it at dinner time, just because everybody loves to have something to eat. And you, it also, if you're a busy parent, you're not kind of adding in another thing into your week or feeling like, oh, here we go, I'm going to add another piece of work into my week. If you're having it when you're having dinner, then there's two things happening at once. You know, everybody needs to eat. So it's just about getting everybody around the table to eat at the same time. And it also, if it's the same night of the week or the same dinner time of the week, it means that everybody in the family is less likely to make plans. They'll say, oh, that's family meal night or that's family meeting night. So they're more inclined to attend. And I'd say prepare for the meeting. So make sure there is an agenda as well as deciding what you want to raise as a parent. And we suggest the first family meeting, as I said, is a positive one and fun to encourage everyone to attend. The more relevant the meeting is to the concerns of your children, the more involved your children will want to be. So have a notebook to allow children to add to the agenda during the week. So you can say to them, look, I'd like us to try and communicate better as a family. Or maybe sometimes I've let you down and not always told you who's collecting you from school this week. So to kind of help with that, I'm thinking we'll have a family dinner together and a family meeting at the same time, and we'll have dessert or a fun game at the end. So let have a notebook somewhere in the kitchen or the sitting room where children and young people can add to your agenda, because the more relevant it is to them, the lot more likely they are going to want to come. My next top tip is be demographics or democratic even. Meetings run best when they are run democratically, with a special emphasis on trying to reach consensus or win-win agreements. So nobody wants to be at a family meeting where they're being told this is how it's going to go down. If you can, find ways to negotiate. Make room for the win-win. Like, how can we work together to solve this problem?
Yeah. Otherwise, it's just a dictatorship, isn't it?
Yeah. And like, you might fancy, like, it might be easy for us as a parent to say, right, I'm really frustrated because the dishwasher doesn't get emptied on a Tuesday night. Or whatever it is, right? But if you're asking and saying it like this, I feel really frustrated every Tuesday when I see that the dishwasher hasn't been emptied. How can he help me with that? Or how can we as a family make sure that that job gets done? That's a same thing, but I'm asking it in a way where children and young people are more going to be more inclined to want to help me. You as a parent might initially lead or chair the meeting, but it's really helpful to hand over this role to children or young people, because it helps children and young people understand what it feels like to be in your shoes. And there's nothing like experiencing what it's like to be in the parent lead role, because, you know, for children and young people to really understand how hard it can be sometimes for you. So I definitely suggest that you hand over the role. And it also helps them to understand what it's like to chair a meeting and to get everybody to take turns talking and not talking over each other and to listen, and, you know.
Which is a life skill that will last them forever.
Yeah. So, like, they're going to be able to negotiate with friends even if they're chair of a meeting, you know, even as a child.
Yeah.
But definitely for adulthood and life skills, these are really good. The next tip I'd have is about problem solving. So set time aside in the family meeting. In a family meeting for problem solving, it creates a space to calmly talk about issues. The key part is to help everybody to listen. So sometimes with younger primary school children specifically, you might need to have a wooden spoon. And if you're holding the wooden spoon, you're speaking and everybody's listening. And for somebody else to get a chance to speak, they have to be holding the wooden spoon. And it's just a visual to help everybody.
I might not suggest the wooden spoon. That had different connotations in our room. In our house when I grew up, if the wooden spoon came out, you knew you were in trouble.
Well, whatever it is, yes. A teddy bear.
Right.
That whoever's holding the teddy bear gets to speak. And if you're not holding the teddy bear, you have to be listening. So those kind of things. So the other thing as the chair, it's important to repeat back what has been said and help everybody to allow each other the space to talk without being interrupted. And teaching children and young people as well to communicate respectively. So they're using I statements rather than you statements. So I feel frustrated that the dishwasher's not emptied, rather than I feel frustrated because you haven't emptied the dishwasher. Do you know? Think up solutions together. Negotiate the solution you will all try and review if the solution worked at the next family meeting. And that's a key bit because children and young people need to see that you do check back in about, OK, we had this problem last week. How are we getting on this week? Did our solution work? Because, again, that's a really good problem solving skill, is to review if the way that you've chosen to resolve it has been a good idea. And that's going to help children with their problem solving skills as a life skill. Don't rush. So sometimes problems can't be fixed at one family meeting. Sometimes it will take a couple of family meetings to actually find a resolution. So if everything is getting a bit heated, so people are talking, just, you know, calmly say, OK, we're going to park that for today and we're going to revisit that at the next family meeting. Because I think we all can take time to think about what's been said so far and we'll pick it back up again at the next family meeting.
That's a good skill for them if they're going to get a job in the HSE or in the government afterwards, to say, we won't solve it this week, we'll put it off till next week. But anyway, go on, sorry.
But you know, sometimes if people are getting heated, it's a good idea to park something and look at it again later in the week. It doesn't mean everything has to be fixed today. The next key bit is asking someone in your family or you as a person to write down the decisions. So it can be easy to forget what you've agreed. So writing down decisions helps everyone to keep to the agreement. Again, a key life skill. At every meeting you go to, somebody's minute taking and writing down the agreed actions and sharing that with everybody that attended the meeting as adults. So this is a really good way for children to learn that skill. For practical things like drop-offs, collects, PE day, have a calendar to hand and write these in for the week and put them in a place where everyone in the house can see it. You'd be surprised how much this will reduce tension for you and your children. Because as a visual then, today €2 needed for, you know, no uniform day, or today is World Book Day, I have to go dressed as a character, and the child is seeing it as well. So they get the reminder, not just you. Every meeting should set time to review. So plans and agreements are great, but only if they work. So sometimes adjustments need to be made for success. So reviewing agreed plans is an essential part of building trust, helping people to feel heard in your family and for better outcomes. Reward. So everybody likes feeling positive. So we suggest ending your family meeting with a reward, like a favourite family dessert, a fun game, or even a round of compliments, something you admired in each person this week.
I prefer the dessert.
Well, let your children and have a vote like of what they would like. That's something that, so you're ending on a positive, or you have a family member telling you, I really appreciated when you helped me out with cooking this week, or, you know, and people, remember those kind of things. So compliments, nice dessert, or a family fun game where you all get to have a laugh together is going to help build those memories. And they're things that children and young people often remember well into their adulthood.
Okay. Look, as any of my siblings would sort of agree, I wasn't the best of children, you know what I mean? And I think if somebody suggested me going to a family meeting, I'd say, I'm not going to come. I'm not coming. I just don't want to. How do you deal with that sort of situation?
So, yeah, if a child or young person is reluctant to attend a family meeting, I would say, do not force them. And that's going to be you might feel, oh, but don't I need everybody there? Or, you know, if they don't want to attend, don't force them, because it's important to let children learn the natural consequence of not being present when decisions have been reached. They will also miss out on the family fun, and these consequences will encourage them to attend next time. So if you have as a family have made agreements at the meeting and they weren't there, you know, if they weren't at the family meeting and their PE kit isn't ready on the given day, they weren't at the meeting to express when their PE kit was needed for. So they experienced the natural consequence of it not being ready. And that's okay.
Okay. And it's a great opportunity for an I told you so as well.
Well, I'd avoid the I told you so, but just letting them experience what happens when you don't participate.
Yeah.
And that's really good. That's a really good skill, like, in, you know, to learn early citizenship. Like, if we don't vote, if we choose not to vote, then we're not helping our government come up with policy changes or law changes that we want to see. So it's the same thing for children. If they're not participating in decision making, then they're opting out and they haven't got a voice. So it's the same. It's early citizenship that you're teaching them. So I'd say let them experience the natural consequence. And as always, if you as a parent would like help or assistance with setting up a family meeting in your home, or you have any parenting question, you can pop in to see me, Shirley, or Siobhan is available every Tuesday morning in the All Family Resource Initiative. You don't need an appointment. It's free and confidential parenting advice or support. And if Tuesday mornings don't suit you, you can drop us a line at 086-047-1060 or email info.yallfri@barnardos.ie to make an appointment that best suits your needs.
And I'll also remind people that today's talk will go up as a podcast on the CRY website. All my chats with Shirley go up. Look, Shirley, thanks a million for all that. A great idea. Not something I'd have thought of, but a great idea.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.